In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.
Greetings in the name of one triune God. My name is Riju. As Abuna said, I'm from Indian Orthodox Church, which is also known as the Malangara Orthodox Church. Respected all Abunas, all my dear Abunas and my families and friends in Christ. Today I'm going to share with you all about a thought towards mission, towards service. I'm not talking from an Indian Orthodox perspective or a Coptic Orthodox perspective. I'm not biased or not taking any side. It's a general perspective towards mission, towards service, what I feel. I'm sharing that thought with you all. I've named this presentation as skill development approach or educational approach toward the mission. Before I proceed further, I want to share an incident with you. I wanted to share through a video, but video is very long, so I thought of sharing that as a story. We all know about Syrian crisis, right? We all know about the Syrian refugees who are staying in different parts of the world. So in one of the Syrian refugee camp, it's an incident, it's just an illustration. In one of the Syrian refugee camp, a Christian organization approached the kids, small kids, below 12 years old, and gave them drawing sheets, color pencils and all, and asked them to draw their dreams. Syrian refugee kids, to draw their dreams. So the kids started making their dreams. These are kids below 12 years of age. So the kids started making their dreams, and without much amazement, their ultimate dream is to go back to Syria. Their ultimate dream is to go back to their home. That's their dream. Kids below 12 years of age, they forgot everything about their dreams. What they want to become, what they want to learn, what they want to study. Their ultimate dream is to go back to Syria, to be with them. This is not what amazed me more. What amazed me more was, some kids below 12 years of age, they were making their dreams like they are riding a war tank. They are riding war machines. Some kids were making their dreams like their family was killed in front of them. Some kids were making their dreams like their sister was kidnapped. Every evil, every suffering is being visualized by these kids as their dreams. They forgot everything. Now this is their dream. So evil is demonstrating its full nature. Its full nature in today's world, especially in the 19th, 20th and the ongoing 21st century. So what is the biggest challenge for any missionary, for any evangelist? The biggest challenge for any evangelist, any missionary is not how to speak about the love of God. It's not how to speak about the love of God. The biggest challenge for us today is how to demonstrate the love of God. There is a huge difference.
إنه مشكلتنا دلوقتي مش إن إحنا نتكلم عن ربنا إن إحنا نقدم ربنا demonstration. لأنه لما الأطفال عبروا عن اللي جواهم بعضهم عبر عن اشتياقه يرجع سوريا لأنه كلهم أطفال لاجئين وبعضهم عبر عن الغل اللي جواه بأنه هيمسك أسلحة عشان يدمر العالم لأنه هو ده اللي شافه قبل كده فهو بيقول قد إيه إحنا محتاجين ننقل خدمتنا من مجرد الكلام عن ربنا إلى تقديم ربنا بالطرق اللي هي معبر عنها بطرق أخرى Thank you.
How to demonstrate the love of God. So I wanted to share the video, as I said, but I don't have that video. So sharing a screenshot with you what that kid made. This is what that kid made. And he actually said also that my friends are driving it and I'm driving a tank. And I was really amazed by seeing this. So the bigger question for us is this. How are you going to reach to a generation in this present world who don't listen by their ears, they listen by their eyes? How are you going to reach to a generation who don't listen by their ears, they listen by their eyes? I hope you're getting the depth of this sentence. What does that mean? Okay, this was just a thought that I wanted to introduce before I get into my topic. Now, the main topic of my presentation, I'm sharing with you four great missionaries that I adore a lot. And I think some of you know some of them. Like the first one is Ambai Brahm. You all know about him. I don't have to tell you about who is Ambai Brahm. You know, so the way he did mission, the way he served the people, he opened the door of the whole monastery for the people. Although rejected at one point, but still we have Ambai Brahm mission now in our Coptic Church. Now, the second person is Mother Teresa. For obviously, I don't have to explain you who was Mother Teresa and what she did. Now, the third person is, he might be a new person for you. His name is Mar Theodosius, full name Stephanos Mar Theodosius. He was the Bishop of Indian Orthodox Church. And in one sentence, if I want to explain you who was he, I haven't seen any great missionary like him, interacted with him, any great missionary like him other than His Grace Dr. Stephanos Mar Theodosius, because he was my bishop. He passed away in 2007. He was the founder of St. Thomas Vision, which is precisely working in the central part of India. And the fourth one is Father Damian. Father Damian was a Roman Catholic priest. He was serving in Hawaii. I think some of you know him. Father Damian served the leprosy patient. He died with leprosy, and his hand is still kept in Hawaii as a part of relics. So may their blessings be with us during this session. Now, what is the difference between human power and human resources? What is the difference between human power and human resources? Human power and human resources. When you see an army, a huge army with many people, that's your human power. But what is human resources? HR people, you know, HR people recruits many people with different and unique capability. That's human resources. Now, I have to take this privilege to stand in front of St. Paul's Services and give you a compliment right now. St. Paul's Services is blessed with human power and human resources together. How? If I go technically, according to stpaulservices.com, there are more than 2,000 applications in stpaulservices.com. And to be accurate, it's 2,247 applications in St. Paul's Services. That's your human strength. Now, I don't know how many of them are active right now, but what I can say right now is a huge strength sitting in front of me right now. That's your human strength. Now, with my experience, with my limited experience, I don't know any Episcopal or Orthodox evangelism across the world which have this strength other than St. Paul's Services. I really don't know. If there is anyone, please let me know. But I really don't know. Any Orthodox, or there might be evangelical or charismatic missions, but I really don't know any Episcopal or Orthodox mission across the world which is having this kind of strength. Now, what about human resources? If I go technically again, out of all these 2,247 applications, you know how much gifted you are? Okay, before proceeding further, let's see a picture of human strength. This is your human strength, human power. See the pictures. I don't even know who is where. So, now, what about human resources? If I go technically again, you know, this is going to be a very amazing fact, by the way. You're all going to laugh. If I go technically, in stpaulservices.com, the website, out of all these 2,247 applications, there are 558 engineers. Amazed? We have more. 558 missionaries, I will say. Those are engineers. Medical field, 221 missionaries. That's our medical team. Fine arts, 22 missionaries did their studies in fine arts. 233 missionaries from the management field. They have their own business. They might be from the management field itself. 33 missionaries have painting as their hobby. 78 missionaries among you, they play guitar. We can have our own orchestra, actually. Now, 47 missionaries, they play football, and the list is going on again and again, going on again and again. And you know, by the way, out of all these 2,000 applications, there are only 22 people who love cooking, and that's a very saddening thing. For 2,000 people, there are only 22 people who love cooking. That's a really, really very embarrassing. Now, this is the amazing one. Out of all these people, there are 305 plus 29, that's 334 missionaries who are from the teaching field, education, child development, something related to the kids. Amazing, isn't it? Actually, we can start a university now. So that's my expression when I saw this thing. And by the way, you all might be wondering, how did Riju got this one? So it's not that hard. I got it from the website. So this is your strength. This is your strength, friends. This is your God-gifted strength. Now, not only your educational thing, not only your qualification, but your whole life is itself is a God-gifted one as a missionary. So the bigger question for us at this point is this. What is the ultimate Christian mission? If I ask you to define ultimate Christian mission in one sentence, kullu Christian mission in one sentence, kullu objective of Christian mission in one sentence, how will you define it? I will take three answers. How will you define the kullu objective of Christian mission in one sentence? Yes. Gaining people to Christ. More. Yes. Spread love of Jesus. Exactly, I'm getting the same answers what I expected. Now, one more. Spreading the kingdom of God. Okay, I can take one more. Living as a complete reflection of God's picture. Bezip the kida. Now, if you ask me the same question, how will you define the objective of Christian mission in one sentence? I define it in this way. I think it will be a collaboration of what all we said. The ultimate Christian mission, listen very carefully. The ultimate Christian mission is to share the God-gifted life that I have with those who are lacking or thirsting such life. Isn't it? Isn't it the answer for the collaboration of all the answers that you said? I highlighted the point, the God-gifted life. Every opportunity, your education, God-gifted life can be anything. It can be your spiritual knowledge, it can be your biblical knowledge, it can be anything. It can be your talent. It can be your education. It can be your skills. And what's the ultimate aim of having all these talents? When you're going to die, by the way, I'm going to die, I'm not going to take my talents with me. What are you going to do then? What shall I do with all this gifted, God-gifted talent? Share it. The only simple answer, share it. It can be your spirituality, it can be your education, it can be anything. Now, this question arises. How are you going to share with the person if you don't know what do they need? How are you going to share with a community if you don't know what do they need? If you don't have the answer for this question, what are you going to share? If I love painting, but why am I going to share a painting with that person who don't like painting? So how are you going to need? I want to show this video to you all. So what do we learn from this presentation? We learned about four part by part aspects of doing a service. That's listen. Okay, thank you. Listen, then develop, then act, train. And one by one, I will be okay. These four points, and one by one, we will be talking about these points. Now, let's get into detail. Listen, needs are all around you. All that you have to do is listen. Our Lord Jesus Christ was a perfect counselor. I feel like sometimes he's a perfect therapist who is sitting by my side and he's counseling me. He was a perfect counselor, and most of the miracles that he performed was an act of listening. Actually, the first miracle, the miracle of a wedding at Cana, was an act of listening. He listened to his mother. He listened to the people's need. And even when he replied some of the greatest sayings of Jesus, he replied with listening. Like when Thomas asked Jesus, how will I know the way? Jesus replied that I am the way, the truth and the life. So the listening example was perfectly demonstrated by Christ. Now, let's listen to them. What does this mean by less listening to them? Listening to the people whom we are serving. How are you going to listen to those people? Asking a lot of questions. You know, I take it in this way. When I want to listen to someone, I keep my mind completely empty, completely void, without anything, you know, hollow. And I ask and try to get as much details, as much answers to my question as possible. And what can be these questions if you're working in a community? Let's say, Masalan, if you are, okay, type. So, the questions can be like number of people we are serving. How many people are we serving? We are serving more than 150 kids. So what, how many boys are there? How many girls are there? What's the sex ratio? How many people are going for their education? How many girls have left their education? How many girls are unemployed? How many boys are unemployed? How many boys have a degree but they want to study a MBA but they don't know how to go for it because they are afraid of expenses but they don't know anything about scholarship? All these information, if we can collect all this information together, making a repository means a collection of all these listening things. By the way, the listening is the base. It's the foundation. It's so huge that I feel that for listening, you need a separate mission called listening mission. It's really, really huge. Because there will be many, many questions, before you, when you're going to listen to these people. And I'm not saying that you have to act for everything that you listen. But according to the skills that God have bestowed on us, you will be able to do many things which is possible by many things what you listened. Now, thinking like a philanthropist, there is a difference between charity and philanthropy. Both are needed in mission. I will not say only philanthropy is needed. Philanthropy means, and charity means giving a fish. Philanthropy means teaching them how to catch a fish. But we both need in the mission. It's not like we only need philanthropy. But in listening part, let's try to listen as a philanthropist. Let's get into the detail, the root cause of the problem. The root cause of why people are getting into atheism. A root cause of why people are falling into Protestantism. A root cause of why people are falling into Hinduism. But the root cause, not the upper thing. Now, making a survey repository of all that you have listened. I want to share that we asked a lot of questions to, by the way, one of our friends, we decided that we will try our level best to listen to something. So he went to the kids, our kids, about 150 kids over there, and asked them three questions. The first question was, what is your dream? Asking the kids, what is your dream? And the second and third questions are more beautiful. The first question, when we asked this first question, many kids answered many things. And I collected only four replies from them. A kid is saying that I want to be a football player. Then second kid said that I want to be a painter. Then she said that I want to be a police officer. She said that I want to be a soldier. Actually, he said that I want to be a soldier like my dad. Now, when we were kids, and when we said that I want to be an engineer or a painter, who was responsible for us? Our parents, our spiritual father, our church, our all caretakers. Now, if I say that I am an evangelist or a missionary for these kids, who is responsible for their dreams? Who? Me or you? All of us. Right? We are. I just wanted to share this this example. It was actually a video, but the video was very long, so I took the screenshots. Now, the second and the third questions were like this. The first question was, what's your dream? The second question was, what do you want to do to reach there? And the third question was, what you want us to do that for you? And the answer for both the questions were this. The first answer was to learn and have to study. And the third answer was, they want us to make them learn. They want us to make them study, make them learn. They want us to do something for their dreams. This is their answer. I'm not saying this. I'm not making up this story. This is their answer. Our kids in Ghana. And maybe in all part of the mission centers that we are serving. Now let's get into the develop part. Whatever we listened, listening is it's so huge that we have to develop something, sit together and develop a plan. The parable of the tower builder is the best example for it. Now, in develop part, it's not necessary that whatever things that you learn from them, whatever things that you listen from them, you have to develop everything. But according to your capabilities, like for example, there are 78 guitarists. By the way, all those 78 guitarists also wrote that they also like piano. So if they're going there, I'm not saying that buy a guitar for them, but take a guitar along with them, play with the kids, let them inspire. Maybe among from 100 people, there might be one kid who is interested in music. What about fulfilling his dream? So whatever is capable from our side, let's do it. Make a 5-year action plan. I'm making it 5-year, not I'm suggesting it. You can make it like 1-year action plan also. Now, what can be the action plan? For unemployed people, you can have a skill development missions. skill development approaches or skill development sessions and videos and all, like technical and non-technical both. Like higher studies, resources for studies and sessions, engineering entrance exams, the contents to study it. For example, at Fadama, when we went to Ghana, at Fadama there is a slum school. At that slum school, we gave a session about banking and finance to the kids of 10th grade. And we were shocked they don't even know the difference between saving a money in a bank and saving a money in a home. And then we interacted with them a lot, and finally we asked them the same question, what do you want to become? And they said that I want to be a doctor, I want to be a businessman, I want to be an engineer. Then we asked them, how are you going to do this? They got worried. They were speechless because of the expenses. Why not talk to them about scholarships? Let's talk to them about GRE, graduate record exams, through which you get scholarship in America to study MS. What about talking to them about GMAT? There are many youngsters who did their degree, but they don't want to go for MBA because they're concerned about the expenses. What about talking to them about scholarship? There is education loan in Ghana. And not only in Ghana, it's actually Bank of Africa provides education for the kids who want to study. Through education loan, you can take a loan and get a job, then you will repay the loan. I studied from an education loan. What about talking to the kids about education loan? Supporting them in this field. Guys, you all are well-educated people. You all are, most of them are engineers, by the way. And I'm also an engineer. So in engineering field, we have a phrase called engineers are the building blocks of a society. Here, the engineers are the building blocks of a mission. Now, for kids, we can have inspiring sessions and discovering their capabilities about painting and many, 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 many things. And for unemployed women, we can have embroidery classes, handicraft session, post-school training. I will tell you what is post-school and preschool trainings. Developing a resource repository, resource collections, what all things you can do. Now, act on it. Act on it, and here the time doesn't matter. Yeah, I know many people will be thinking about this is a long-term goal, it needs a lot of year and all. No. Even if you're going for 5 days mission, 10 days mission, 15 days mission, 1 month mission, or 1 year mission, do whatever is possible in 1 day. Do whatever is possible in 1 hour. You can inspire a small kid even in half an hour. That's so amazing. Now, if you lack anything in our action plan or in our act, let's go back to the develop phase and redevelop our plans according to what we have mistaken. You know, there is a framework called LEAP framework, learning through evaluation, learning through mistakes. So let's reframe it. Now, the final point here comes about in this four steps. The final point is the train. Let's give the baton to another one. You all already doing the service training course. Let's introduce this thing in the service training also. Why only service training? I know that there are many newcomers here today. Why not introducing it to the newcomers? Why not introducing this approach, a skill development approach, to the newcomers when they are studying, especially in their projects? Let them bring their new ideas. Now, some experiences. I want to share some experiences from you all. The first experience comes from El Salvador. In that country, there was a problem with the kids that they were not educating really well. So one of the Christian organization did was they approached the families and the elders over there, trained them about post-schooling and preschooling. What is post-schooling and preschooling? Post-schooling and preschooling means in which you will be teaching the kids after the school, like sitting behind him or sitting with them and teaching them personally. But it needs a training. Not all teachers are good teachers. Similarly, not all teachers, not everyone is a good teacher. So similarly, if you can train them about them. I know that there are many people out there who are from child development program. So you can teach them about them. Now, the next example comes from Delhi, India. New Delhi, the capital, there is a shopkeeper. He is not an engineer or a teacher or anyone. He is just a shopkeeper, a grocery shopkeeper. He saw some kids, slum kids, not studying anything at all. He collected all the kids. Some of them are orphans. And he is teaching them underneath a bridge, not a building. Underneath a bridge. And that bridge is actually Delhi Metro. The next example comes from Bangladesh. In Bangladesh, mothers were concerned about unemployment because they were didn't know, able to do anything, and they were not able to make the kids also study well. So Christian organization approached them and told them how to generate sewing machine kind of thing. And they shared the gift, shared their knowledge with them. Now they are generating their own employment. Then in India, again in central part of India, there is a mission, there is a project called Prisoners Rehabilitation Project. Prisoners, when they're going to leave the prison, they will not be having a good, they will not be accepted really well. So a Christian organization, again going into the jail, not outside, going into the jail itself, and collaborating with the central jail inspectors and all, and teaching them about electrical stuff, mechanical stuff, so that when they're going to leave the jail, they can generate their own employment. I have some suggestions. These all were experiences. I have some suggestions that I want to share. These are just suggestions. By the way, you all are the best people to decide what is possible in your country. But these are some suggestions. First suggestion is having a skill-oriented mission. See, as I said, the ultimate aim of a Christian mission is to share the God-gifted life that you have with those who are lacking such life. When our parents, when we were kids, our parents made it really important that we will have a good spiritual growth. We will have a good health care also. That's come the medical part. But they really made it important, being a kid, that we will have a good education. Good skills. Our talents have to be encouraged, inspired. They made it really important when we were kids. What about having a skill development missions? Or skill development oriented missions? I know that there is medical mission, there is a spiritual mission, sometimes medical and spiritual both together. But what about having, with such a capability, why only use the medical team? They are only 227. Now there are teachers who are 334. Why not use the teachers also? Or why not having an approach toward it? Not having a separate mission, but let's have an approach toward it. Now, we can talk about like sessions for career development, banking, finance, counseling, women empowerment, knowing opportunities in their own country. Like in Ghana, it's an agricultural country, but I think that the people over there, they don't know the fertility of their land, the quality of their land. Why not talking about something agricultural? Since it depends from mission to mission, we can continue with every mission. Now, second suggestion is swing machine training centers. I saw this thing personally, that's why I added this point. We went to Missionaries of Charity, Mother Teresa Home in Accra. So when we went there, we saw teenagers of 15 or 16 years old, girls, they all were making embroideries. Embroidery, and their work was so professional. And their talents, as you know, it was ultimate. I was really inspired. So we asked the teacher who is teaching those ladies, those kids. She was a lay person, she was not a sister. We asked the teacher, can you come to our mission center at Achimota and can you teach there also? And she said, yes, of course. You can just take my contacts through the sisters and you can contact me. Why not taking this opportunity is to, if you're going to listen to the people, you will come to know that these much women are unemployed. They want to do something, but they don't know how to do it. What about gathering all those women? Why only children's? But gathering all the women and teenagers and giving them training about this embroidery thing, about sewing machine thing. And why not use the first people from our sister churches? Like in Mother Teresa Home, it's a Catholic organization. Why not use the opportunities from there? Ultimately, Catholic or Orthodox, our ultimate aim is same. Why not use the opportunities? Even like, for example, in India, we have Indian and Syrian church both. Why not use the opportunities over there? Even if you're going to Sri Lanka, we have the Protestants or Catholic over there. Why not use the opportunities over there? Their own people. Now, this part is also the same, but it's technical means for the male people, you can get the same kind of training in electrical, mechanical part. Maybe someone from here can go there. There are so many mechanical engineers, by the way, in that group. So you can go there also. Now, having some more trainings, one of our new members is an artist. He makes wood carving. And why not inspire him or encourage him and also inspire him to teach to other kids also, because this is their culture. Wood carving is their culture. Why not use this opportunity? By the way, Daniel is already doing it, but why not use it in other countries also? Now this is important, this is special, personally from me. This is called smart tuitions. Smart tuitions because we all are smart, that's why smart tuitions. Smart tuitions because tuitions are the word which means teaching, but sitting by his side. You know, teaching like a mother, teaching like a friend, that's tuitions. Smart because you can use the opportunities like the internet to teach it. When I was a kid. Type. At that time, I used to learn from a website called Khan Academy. Khan Academy, it's a free website in which you can study anything. It's a universal curriculum for the schools. You can download the videos. It's very easy to understand, like cartoons and all. And if you're going to show this to the kids will understand very easily. They might be learning it in the school, but who knows how the quality of the school. What about sharing with them? Getting all these, not only that, I'm not promoting that website, but not only that website. There are many such. You are already doing sessions and preparing videos for your missions. Why not preparing videos for this? Now, how are you going to do this? Getting the curriculum of the whole country so that we can prepare in our every mission, at least Ashwaya, topic from that curriculum. So every mission we will generate something. Okay, this is the question, that how are we going to have such a repository? And that I already answered it, sorry. Using the opportunity of multi-skilled team. You are a multifaceted, multi-talented, multi-skilled people. Use this opportunity. There might be people who will be good in something. Use that opportunity. Use that website thing. You've used the internet to get the material. Download it. Put it in a flash drive or a hard disk. Take it there. Show it in a projector. Collecting such materials, classifying them according to the age, according to the groups. Now, this is a screenshot of the YouTube channels like the Khan Academy. There are projects over there in which animated way. I just wanted to show this. This is the curriculum for maths. They are all actually easy to understand curriculums for the kids, small kids. Now, this is a test preparation for GMAT and IIT and MCAT and everything. All this content, you can use it. It's free. So you can use it and you can share it with others also. Now, before I proceed, I'm getting into the conclusion. I wanted to summarize everything what I said in one story. To summarize everything in what I said in one story, I want to share that story with you all. Listen very carefully. You're going to summarize everything in one story. This is huge. There was a lady. This lady left everything in this world. Try to visualize it. This lady left everything in this world and started walking towards a slum. Towards a slum. The name of this slum was Methi Jheel. She went inside the slum. She saw a huge tree. I think it was a guava tree. She sat beneath that tree and she saw some kids around her. She called the kids to come to her. The kids came to her. She was carrying a bag. Inside that bag there was some clothes, some sweets and some fruits. She gave those sweets to those kids and asked them one question. The question was, would you like to study? Would you like to learn? And the kids replied, yes. And there she was, a lady who left everything, sitting beneath the tree, without any school, without any book, pencil, chalk, or blackboard, or a whiteboard, or a desk, or a clean place, not even a school, nothing at all. She was sitting beneath that tree. She took a stick and started writing on the ground, on the sand. She was a geography teacher. She was a geography teacher, and that was the beginning of one of the greatest missionary activity done in the modern history. That was the beginning of one of the greatest missionaries in the modern history. Today we know that lady by the name of Mother Teresa. I hope the whole presentation can be summarized in this one story. Now I have the similar story for Madhya Dishus of India. I have the similar story for Ram also. Now that's why I said I really like those four people. Now I wanted to share this picture with you all. This drawing is not made by me. In this drawing, look very carefully and listen to the words that I'm saying. You can see a lot of flowers over there, right? In this approach, let's not give them the flowers. No, let's not give them the flowers. Let's give them the brush and teach them how to make the flowers. Let them make their own world. Let us use our God-gifted talents. Maybe it might be very limited, like the boy who was there in the Bible. It is shown that he was carrying only some loaves and some fishes. Let's use that limited knowledge, because I'm sure with that limited knowledge, God is going to multiply our resources and to spread our mission. John 6:9, there is a boy who has 5 loaves and 2 fishes, but what are they for so many? Let's be like that boy and share the God-gifted life we have. No matter how much you share, God Almighty is certainly going to multiply it. Thank you, guys. Thank you, friends, for Thank you for listening so patiently. Pray for the mission. Pray for the mission in India and Egypt. Pray for the unity among the churches. Thank you, Abuna, for giving me this opportunity to make my point. I didn't have a good PowerPoint, but I believe that God gave me the power and I made my point. Thank you.